let's talk about politics for a bit. Sunday morning, I was all geared up for my weekly bit of media criticism. I turned on reliable sources on CNN and saw that they were still on Hillary watch and spent the full hour waiting for that formal announcement of Hillary Clinton's presidential candidacy. That was it, an hour on when she was going to announce. It was the middle of the afternoon Sunday when it finally did end up happening, and it was in the form of a tweet and a YouTube video, followed by this now famous road trip. What are we seeing differently this time around from Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think what her campaign people are saying is that this is going to be more, smaller, not the big raucous crowds that we saw in 2008. I think that what they're also saying is that she's going to try to be more transparent. She's going to interact more with the media. She's going to be more kind to the media. And that started out, I think if you go to our Links blog, you'll see a story there about how she's had these dinners, these off-the-record dinners with journalists and that sort of thing. So I think they're trying to create a different narrative for 2016 than what it was in 2008.
Are those off-the-record dinners a good idea? Are they about transparency, or is it actually about the exact opposite?
Oh, I mean, it's expected. I mean, any time you're going to, especially she's trying to repair relations with the elite press, for example, then this is a good way to try to do that. I have to say, though, you know, good luck with that. I mean, the because Hillary is basically running in the Democratic primary with token opposition, at least so far, the media are going to be the opposition. They are going to be digging into stories. They're going to be digging into tips. They're going to be getting opposition research from the Republicans, and they're going to be running stories on it. So no matter what Hillary Clinton's campaign tries to do, they may get off to a good start, but it's probably not going to end that way.
And I think one of the things is that that's going to happen here is because she has token opposition, there's not going to be a whole lot of news generated about her campaign.
As
you go through this, it's not going to happen until you come to some sort of time when the Republicans have a definitive candidate who's going
to and part of that not having real news yet to cover is what leads to such things like the big surveillance photo from the Chipotle stop for lunch.
Yeah, I did see that. That was, it was one of those things where I'm going like, I'm not ready for this yet. It's way too early for the sort of pop in, drop in, photo op kind of.
I mean, it's really good strategy on Clinton's part. I mean, to try to say we're going to start out at low and slow, and we're going to go into these small markets. Maybe it was a little bit too good a campaign when nobody recognized her in that restaurant that she stopped in.
Or it
in
could
Ohio.
Be that people have just gotten so disengaged with politics that they aren't ready for it. They don't want to see that yet.
But you're right. I mean, without definitive news, because she wasn't defining her issue positions as she was launching the campaign, other than to basically say, I'm for you and the little guy. So you get that kind of the Chipotle story. You get the logo story.
Let's talk about the logo. Talk about, I'm guessing most of our audience already knows what we mean by the logo, but
It's on our Links blog. You can see it.
If not, what's up with that?
Hillary has a big H, blocky H, with an arrow pointing to the right as the logo for her new campaign. And it was, moments after that was released that Twitter exploded with all kinds of people saying, oh, it looks like FedEx's logo.
Then I couldn't quite see it.
I don't get that. WikiLeaks was claiming it looked like their Twitter logo. It did not. You had people whining about the arrow pointing the wrong way to the right. It was pointing to the future. At least I assume that's what the design
and then
all
you had,
about.
And then you had people who basically, rotated it where it's pointing up, rotated it where it's pointing down. I mean, it's I think people are having fun with it, and I think that's okay. But I think what's going to happen is that I think the logo is going to – you're going to see it on bumper stickers and that sort of thing. But it's what she says and what she does from here on out is going to be more important than the logo.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think any one of these things is going to make a difference.
But it is funny.
But it's going to be – but social media, we're going to have these kinds of stories day in and day out for the next year and a half. You can just count on it. And I don't know if there's some kind of cumulative effect. I hope not, other than to show that some segment of the voters are just plain stupid. But